You're listening to the Texas Standard.
After months of scrutiny over why a University of Texas professor who pleaded guilty to a felony account of assaulting his girlfriend was allowed to stay on campus, on the job, employees at the university will now face a tougher policy requiring them to self-report any arrest and report the ultimate disposition. This announcement went out last week in a letter to employees from University President Greg Fenves. The idea behind it would be to make the campus safer for everyone. It would also mean that employees, say, caught driving under the influence or an arrest for drug use, would have to self-report even if the charges were baseless. Perhaps you've heard the phrase driving while black. Does the self-report policy affect all employees the same? Does this, in short, strike a reasonable balance between safety and privacy? Richard Carlson is professor of law at South Texas Law School in Houston. He specializes in employment law. Professor Carlson, welcome to Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.
How would university officials legally go about implementing this? Fee-fi-fo-fum, and now all employees have to comply?
What I suppose might seem even more threatening than usual to people is that the University of Texas is an arm of the state. It's a public employer.
Right.
And so that might raise some alarms because of the Constitution. Public employers have to follow the U.S. Constitution. But even with constitutional rights, employers have a lot of power. They have a lot of power to ask questions and to regulate your conduct within certain limits.
Well, let's ask about some of the practical considerations here. I mean, are people who break the law likely to self-report? And how does the university go about checking that? I mean, good people who screw up know that they're going to get the scarlet letter for having been arrested, but they're not likely to try to hide that because good person. But someone accused of a much more serious crime might have every incentive not to self-report, right?
Yeah, and you can imagine that there will be cases in which people will fail to self-report either intentionally or because, well, you can imagine if you've just been arrested and you've spent the night in jail, self-reporting to your employer might be the last thing on your mind. You have lots of other things to worry about. So there are going to be both purposeful and inadvertent failures to comply with this rule. The thing is, it's a public record. People might report what they know about the incident. Someone's going to bring this back to the administration. Now, one of the problems is that even if you have the right to information, having information is a huge responsibility. The information has to be managed, number one.
Uh-huh.
We have to be careful that we don't violate people's privacy. And secondly, then we face the problem of what are we going to do with the information now that we've got it? If I know that somebody has been arrested for marijuana possession, for example,
right.
There's been a lot of talk about the fact that there are disparate rates of arrest between whites and blacks.
Right, right.
The disparity is most pronounced in certain types of arrests. Disorderly conduct, which is a charge that the police might bring against you when they haven't really got anything else to charge you with.
Hmm.
If you have a conflict with a police officer, that would be the sort of charge that the police officer is most likely to cite you with.
So what I hear you suggesting is that you could have this new rule, which is neutral on its face, but could end up having a discriminatory impact.
Exactly. And they're going to have to be extremely careful about that.
Do you see this as a fix that's correctly tailored or overly broad?
I think it's a appropriate response if you do it very, very carefully. What worries me a little bit is that other employers will try to model this, that they will see this as the green light to adopt a policy like this on their own, not appreciating just how complicated it is. And if the employer really wants to do this, I would recommend that you you call your employment lawyer and make sure that you do it right, because there are a lot of ways that this can blow up in your face.
Richard Carlson is a professor of law at South Texas Law School in Houston. He specializes in employment law. Professor Carlson, thanks again.
Thank you.
Now, a footnote here, the tenured UT pharmacy school professor whose domestic violence conviction prompted the policy change in the first place was found dead at his home on Thursday. That was the same day that UT announced the policy change. Police haven't offered an explanation except to say that it does not appear to be a suspicious death. The university issued a statement calling his death a tragedy.